Probability of Doom, Silicon Valley Invents Metric to Measure Chance AI Kills Us All. By Lucas Nolan on February 20, 2024. According to a recent report, in Silicon Valley these days it's not uncommon to be asked, even by a stranger, what's your probability of doom? When discussing artificial intelligence. The progressive brainiacs of Silicon Valley have created a metric called P-Doom to define the chance AI destroys humanity. According to a recent report from the New York Times, P-Doom, short for probability of doom, refers to the percent chance someone believes artificial intelligence will bring about human extinction or some other existential catastrophe. The term has gone mainstream amid growing fears over rapidly advancing AI capabilities. While sci-fi fans have long theorized about robot takeovers, recent AI achievements like ChatGPT passing the bar exam have made the threat seem more imminent. AI luminaries are also sounding alarms, with Yoshua Bengio estimating a 20% P-Doom and godfather of AI Jeffrey Hinton putting it at 10% in the next 30 years if AI remains unregulated. The P-Doom statistic reveals how tech insiders view AI's potential risks and weigh utopian possibilities against dystopian outcomes. Optimists like Aaron Levy of Box peg it at nearly zero, while pessimists put it over 90%. But even figures like 15% indicate deep concerns. That's the estimate of FTC Chair Lina Khan. Some see discussing P-Doom as largely theoretical. It comes up in almost every dinner conversation, Levy says. But others consider it vital for guiding research and policies. OpenAI's former interim CEO Emmett Shear's 50% estimate worried some employees into thinking he would limit progress. But P-Doom critiques note AI's risks depend partly on governance. And it's unclear what constitutes bad odds when the stakes are existential. A 15% civilization-ending scenario seems far from reassuring. Researcher Aya Kodra commented, I know some people who have a P-Doom of more than 90%. And it's so high partly because they think companies and governments won't bother with good safety practices and policy measures. I know others who have a P-Doom of less than 5%. And it's so low partly because they expect that scientists and policymakers will work hard to prevent catastrophic harm before it occurs. Read more at the New York Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.